It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss, certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlanta's Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters for the 10 o'clock hour. I'm your host, Wes Moss, here every Sunday morning. Good morning. Luke Moss here in the studio with me. Looks like you just got back from the vending cycle with Ryan Ely. You probably owe Ryan some money, Luke. He came back with, what a healthy breakfast. Cheerios, Honey Nut Cheerios first, which is, by the way, that's the most healthy thing out of the three that you brought back. Ryan let you get a grape Fanta. That is ridiculous. Thank you, Ryan. And oh my, and Skittles. So Luke's eating Skittles, grape Fanta, and Cheerios, Honey Nut Cheerios, which is, thank you, Ryan. I appreciate that. That's going to be great.
I grew up on like three or four regular Coca-Colas a day. He's going to be fine.
He will, you know what, you're right. He will be fine. Ryan ended up like 6'4", 215, wide receiver, so everything's fine. Luke, you're going to be great with the grape Fanta. Keep going. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. If you'd like to find us, easy to do so, go to wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. And I'm going to publish today some of the thoughts that we talked about here with creative destruction. Amazon Whole Foods is an economic event that we will remember for the rest of our lives. It is a seminal event in how we shop for groceries. Food is such an integral part of our life. These grocery stores are part of our cultural fabric. Amazon is a part of our cultural fabric, and now the two are coming together. And it's going to destroy some jobs. But it's also there will also be creation of jobs because of this new industry, and that's what we talked about here in the 9 o'clock hour. I will publish that on wesmoss.com under the money tab. Within hours, let's call it within hours. And of course, you can find all of our articles at wesmoss.com under the money tab. Money, adventure, success, health, happiness. Those are the four verticals we publish on really daily. So good morning. Welcome to the show. The number here in the studio, and I want to go, Carl's been holding for a long time, wants to talk about this Whole Foods issue or comment about it. I'm going to go to Carl in just a second. But your calls and questions here about the world that we live in, the economy that we live in, is this a scary time to be an investor? Should you be doing something differently with your portfolio? Should you be protecting yourself today with Russia scandals, worries in Washington and politics, continued issues in the Middle East, the most volatile North Korea we've ever seen, a changing economic landscape? All the issues that we face here as a nation and as an economy, is that going to derail you and your spouse to try to get to retirement? The theme of the show, how do we get to retirement early? The title of my book, You Can Retire Sooner Than You Think, 5 Money Secrets of the Happiest Retirees. That's what we're here to help with every single Sunday morning. The theme also, Money Matters, income investing. How do I generate more income from the investments that I have in a systematic, predictable way in an otherwise very unpredictable stock market? How do you craft those two goals together that are so opposed to each other? Well, the answer, in my opinion, just our philosophy here, is that income investing, dividends, they are steady to come from stocks, interest from various bond instruments, and then distributions from things like publicly traded REITs, real estate investment trusts, pipeline companies. These are the ways that we can generate steady dividends, interest, distributions. They add up very simply to a portfolio cash flow that should be very predictable, particularly when compared to an otherwise relatively unpredictable or very unpredictable stock market when it comes to price. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. The number here, by the way, call us here. Phone lines open. Call us here in the studio with your questions, 404-872-0750. Again, 404-872-0750. If you're headed home from church, or maybe you're headed out to play golf and looks like it's going to be a nice day. By the way, quick weather update, drying out today, 10% chance of rain, high 85, low 67 tonight. More of the same on Monday, sunny skies, high of 84, low of 62. So It's going to be breezy and sunny and dry out, and it's a beautiful day to be out and about here in Atlanta. And if any of this comes back to your worry or wonder about what you should be doing at this juncture, what do I do with cash? I've got too much cash sitting on the sideline. It's not doing much. Is that a mistake? Should it be doing at least something? We're happy to talk that through. Should you own a mutual fund or an ETF or an index fund? How do you make that transition? Are you thinking about buying an annuity? Is it a good idea, a bad idea? We're here to give you an objective second, third, maybe fourth opinion. I'm sure you've talked to folks about it, you and your spouse. We're here on a Sunday morning to weigh in and help you make an informed, educated decision from another perspective. So phone lines open. Give us a call in the studio, 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. For all of our friends in Texas, California, Washington, Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania. Again, 1-800-WSB-TALK. I'm going to start with Carl on the line. Carl, what's going on? How can we help?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. You know, here is what it narrows down to. Saks Fifth Avenue, Lord & Taylor versus Kmart and Target stores.
Now, okay, so Carl, I'm sorry. Tell me what are you calling about in general?
Whole Foods.
Got it.
I live near Emory University, and for the last almost 10 years, shop there all the time.
So you're just like Jeff Bezos. You and Jeff Bezos, you're seeing eye to eye.
The prices are more than I want to pay, but the service is excellent. The people are excellent, and they have a person who plays the violin and outside there, and sometimes I have my coffee or whatever outside. And I just think that Amazon made such, I think they're so beyond their time.
So you think it's a good idea? But so you're saying, let me ask you this. We're talking about the creation of these new jobs. Have you ever thought about, and maybe you're not in this industry, maybe this is not a need for you particularly, but have you ever looked into any of these delivery services, or do you actually like the experience of going to Whole Foods and being there and shopping? Have you ever thought about getting delivery?
Perhaps, but because I have such a, in other words, shopping is not a pain, you know, to do and go and look at the prices and da 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 da. I just have such a very good experience shopping at Whole Foods.
It's a pleasure. Do you ever feel uncool? Yes. By the way, Carl, do you ever feel uncool in a Whole Foods? Pretty much every time I've ever gone into Whole Foods, everyone there has 25 tattoos, 17 piercings. They wear some sort of cool hat. And I always feel a little extra uncool when I'm walking around Whole Foods. I feel like they love each other, all the people that work there, and all the consumers are kind of like just the less cool folk inside the Whole Foods. But you love the experience. And I think that is a really important point that Carl brings up, is that shopping has to be an experience in America today, or else it's going to go away. It's too easy to get things online. Retailers are striving. Whole Foods has been a perfect example of someone that's done it right to create an environment that we want to go to, because the reality, and as we've talked about in the 9 o'clock hour, you don't have to go anywhere anymore. You don't have to go to the Apple store. It can be delivered. You don't have to go to Whole Foods. It can get delivered. They have to continue. Retailers have to continue to make it something of a enjoyable experience that you want to do. Otherwise, you're just going to hit deliver and you're going to pay the $5 or $8 or $7, whatever that number is, depending on the retailer, to have it come straight to your door. We're going to continue to go to the phones here. Robert joins us in Lawrenceville. Robert, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. What's going on? How can I help?
Good morning. You were talking a few minutes ago about dividend investing and such, and creating an income stream. Can we get some specifics? If I were to say I had $500,000 in my 401k collectively, I'm in my mid-50s. How do I convert that over to make it all income earning? And what type of income are we talking about?
Okay, so a couple of thoughts here. Let's say we have $500,000 in your particular situation, Robert, and it is the same if you had $5 million. It really, the dollar amount shouldn't make a difference, because when we talk about income, I think of it in terms of percentage yield. We think of investing as a total return proposition, meaning that I want my money to grow. I put in $500,000. I want it to be worth more next year, right? I put in my $5 million. I want it to be worth more next year. So depending on our risk tolerance, we have different thoughts on how much we want it to grow, but it's going to either grow, it's going to grow one of two ways. It's going to go up in value. So I buy a stock at 10, it goes to 15, or I buy a stock and it maybe it pays me a dollar. So those two parts of the equation of total return, one's capital appreciation. That's the one that you and I have much more trouble controlling because the market has these giant swings up and down, right? The income piece is very consistent though. If you look at companies that, let's say the utility sector as an example, and you look at a company like a Southern Company, they've paid dividends and haven't reduced their dividend for decades. There are some companies that have paid the same or a higher dividend every quarter for over 100 years. So let's say you take your 500,000 or million, doesn't matter, and the stock side of the equation, let's say half of it is in the equity side, dividend paying stocks, you could have the stock side, for you want it to grow, but it could have a yield of 3%. So just from that one side of the equation, which would be in your case, half of 500 is 250,000, the yield piece of it, the income piece, would be about $7,500 a year. Okay?
Okay.
The bond side, let's say the bond side, can do something closer to, and when I say the bond side, I'm also want to include some of the real estate, I want to include the pipeline companies that have 5, 6, 7% yield. So let's say the other half, the other 250,000, Robert, has a yield of 5% collectively, depending on what percentages you do in each bucket. Now that's another 12,500. So you take your 12,500 plus 7,500. Now you've got a portfolio cash flow. This is not your total return. This is just your cash flow of $20,000. Not selling, not buying, selling. This is just what gets produced. This is what's, I talk about this in my book. This is what I would call, this is what's in the fridge. This is what you go right into the fridge. It's right there. It's already there. You don't have to go into the freezer and thaw anything out. Then over time, the underlying securities, the equity side that you own, the REITs that you own, the pipeline companies that you own, you also expect them to grow in value or appreciate as well. So that $20,000 isn't your total return. It's just the income piece of the equation. And if you can just live on that, that's a very comfortable retirement plan because you're never worried about running out of money because you're never dipping into principal. You're just living on the cash flow. Right. And that particular quick equation that we just did, 20,000 on 500 is about a 4% yield. You could have a portfolio today that's yielding closer to 3. You could have a portfolio, if you really got specific about it, could be closer to 5. And that's why I use this example that lands somewhere right in the middle to give you an indication of how much income would get produced in a given year. And by the way, you take 20,000 divided by 12, that's income of a little more than $1,500 a month. Put that on top of Social Security, put it on top of any sort of pension, and now all of a sudden, retirement starts to come into focus. You are listening to Money Matters. I'm your host, Wes Moss. You can find me and the Money Matters team, wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. More Money Matters straight ahead right here at News 95.5 AM 750 WSB. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here, WSB Radio. In the 10:30 hour, we'll go to the phones. We'll talk about index fund investing, how the author of A Random Walk Down Wall Street is turning away from index funds for the first time in his 84-year history. Interesting. And we'll go answer your question. So let's say if you're tuned in and you're headed home from church or maybe headed to go play a round of golf, we are here in the studio to answer your financial questions, be it a 401k question or 403b, something to do with your IRA or Roth account. Should you convert that? Maybe it's a tax question about capital gains. Maybe it's the Trump taxes and the change that you're thinking about or worried about, or how healthcare will impact retirement, pension, lump sum question, mutual fund. annuity, you name it. We're here to give you our opinion or an objective second opinion about it. The number in the studio here, phone lines open, 404-872-0750. Again, 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. More Money Matters straight ahead.
It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss, certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here on a Sunday morning where it's going to be pretty nice today. Drying out finally. 10% chance of rain only. That's not a big deal. High 85 tonight. 67. More of the same Monday. Sunny skies. High of 84. Low of 62. It's going to be a nice day. So get out there and have some fun. If you're riding around in the car, driving a truck through Atlanta, you name it, we are here and we love your calls and your questions. It's the best part of Money Matters by far. And so the number here in the studio, good morning, 404-872-0750. If you're headed to golf, church, brunch, you name it, to the pool. Maybe you're going to the pool. We're here to take your calls and your questions and try to help you through what is anything that's been on your mind or you're wondering about when it comes to your own finances or an investment opportunity or lack of opportunity. Is there a risk in something you're thinking about doing? Are you at a fork in the road for your IRA or 401k investment? Or is your company just saying, hey, it's time for you to go a little earlier than you may have thought, and you're wondering what to do with your retirement funds? There's an awful lot that I know you've been thinking about, and we're happy to discuss that with you here on a Sunday morning. So give us a call in the studio. We'll go to the phones this segment. The number here, 404-872-0750. Again, 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. Let's start with Chris in Stelva. Chris, good morning. Welcome to the show. What's going on? How can we help?
Hey, Wes. How are you today?
Good, man.
Hey, listen, I love Money Matters, and you always provide such a thorough analysis. I appreciate it, Wes.
Well, I'm looking way into the future, so it's so far into the future that, you know, I don't know if I won't even be around by the time these predictions come true. So
there you go.
I mean, we're having fun. So what's going on? How can I help you?
Well, hey, listen, I know you probably get this question all the time, but I was having a chat with a buddy of mine the other day, and he was telling me that he invested in Bitcoin about a year ago. I think it was at $90, and he said now it's at like $350. And he just keeps urging me. He says, you got to invest in this. He's getting outrageous returns on his money. And I just wanted to know what your thoughts were on cryptocurrencies and bitcoins and these online currencies. I'm kind of a risk-averse person. I'm not a real high-risk person. But it seems like it doesn't have any sort of ceiling.
Well, but it does have it, and to some respect, it doesn't have a floor either, or the floor can be zero too. So remember that. And I think that's really what the questions I'm getting. I always think of it when I get a call about Bitcoin, and they've been with increasing frequency lately, Chris, is that, yeah, I'm thinking, oh, are people really looking at this as an actual alternative currency? So I'm thinking, oh, well, hey, Wes, Do I just start to stash some Bitcoin because it's going to be a currency, and am I just going to use it? Is it a safer, better currency?
Right.
Or really, I think what you're calling about, that's probably makes more sense or a broader application, really it's about investing in it, right? It's like, well,
right,
if I could buy this thing at $2,000 or 2,000 parts per Bitcoin, let's call it, and it goes to three, then yeah, it's a great, it can be a great investment. But if you really think about what Bitcoin is doing, so it's this BitChain cryptography, or which is it's a technology that can apply to, there's broad application for the technology. It's not just the currency. So you could, I was talking to our producer, Ryan Ely, about Bitcoin. It could be to try to keep anything safe, like the title of your house over the course of a decade. How do you record titling, let's say? So it's really a technology that has now, there's an offshoot or byproduct of that technology, which is a safer currency with lower transaction fees. Now, what is interesting to me, as I've studied this and thought a lot about it, is that do we need another currency, right? If you think about it, you've got the U.S. dollar, we've got the yuan, we've got the euro, we've got all these other currencies already. I don't know if we need another currency, particularly if it's really not going to live up to its promise of cheaper, safer, because we know that it's already gotten hacked. We know that there are security issues, even though in the beginning, Bitcoin was propagated to not ever have any sort of security issues. We know that's not true. We know that the transaction costs, because security issues are rising, that's not going to be free either. So I really just think that if you really take a step back and think, well, do we need another currency? Is it really the answer to not having any sort of security issues, which we know, of course, there are with any sort of currency? Is it really the answer in the future? And I just don't think it is. Sure, could the price, like any penny stock, go from $1 to $5 and you could quintuple your money? Maybe. I also look at a chart and I see that it was at 3,000 a couple weeks ago, and it dropped to under 2,500. That's a 17% correction in the course of a couple days. So you might as well be, if you really, your question is, hey, Wes, is this a good thing to invest in because I could double, triple, quadruple my money? I think the answer is no, because there are plenty of other companies out there or stocks that could do the same thing that really maybe do have some promise. So I don't want to be one of these financial guys that poo-poos every new idea. I'm not in that camp. I think that there maybe eventually the technology does find a way to be a more secure version of a currency here. But from an investment standpoint, I really think that there's too many variables now, and there's plenty of other alternatives if you want to get speculative with your money to invest in. For somebody like you, Kristen, you mentioned, hey, I'm pretty conservative, I don't like to take a lot of risks, then really it's not. Yeah, you could see a big jump in the price, and you could have made a bunch of money, but you could see this.
I could wake up and all my money could be gone.
Big time. You could lose 50% of this thing in the course of a couple days. So anyway, my point here from an investment standpoint, Chris, and thank you for your call, by the way. Thanks for listening to the show. Just be really careful. It's not my speculative investment of choice at all. We're going to continue to go to the phones here. Ryan, where are we headed next, my friend? We are going to Beverly, who joins us from Atlanta. Beverly, good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. What's going on? How can I help?
Yes, I'm 62 years old, and I have money in an annuity, money in a money market, and money in a 401k.
And in the 401k, Beverly, what is it invested in the 401k?
I'm not sure because it's through my job, and they really don't tell you what it's invested in.
Well, we can fix that right away, Beverly. That's first. Number two, let me ask you, what kind of an annuity do you have?
Well, it's one that I took out about 8 years ago. I wanted something where I could put my money and not be able to touch it. So I have about $20,000 in that annuity. I have about $60,000 in a money market account that I want to do something with. And then I have about $10,000 in this 401k.
So you have about $90,000 here, of which I don't think I've ever heard anybody say it quite like that, Beverly. I wanted to put my money in something I wasn't able to touch, so that you almost... You liked the fact that there were some handcuffs involved as far as, hey, I can't get to this money. So that means it almost ensures that I have a longer time horizon with the investment, which in some respect is a good thing. If you can't touch it or you're warding that money off, it gives it more time to accumulate. So sometimes that could actually be a good thing, Beverly. But I'm concerned with, and my concern for you is that you don't, you should always, of course, and you know this, you of course should know what's inside that 401k, and it's not hard to do. Yeah, I mean, you need to just make a call to HR, or look at your statement, go online. There's no reason in the world we live in, 2017, that you don't understand what's inside that 401k, because it's not just a 401k. Remember, it's the investments that you make inside the 401k. You may be at the default option if you've never looked at it, maybe. A lot of times now your 401k provider will automatically invested in some sort of balanced account. It used to be, Beverly, go back 10 or 15 years, the default option in a lot of these 401ks was the money market. So if you didn't pay attention, you look up 5 years later, you've put some money into this 401k and everything's just sitting in cash. Meanwhile, the market's up. You think, whoa, I missed out on all this. In your case, if it's a more recent 401k, it might very well be invested for you. But of course, you need to find that. You know that. So I guess the question is, your question is, what do you do with this other $60,000?
Right. Because as we know, the money market accounts aren't making anything.
Well, first of all, remember the Federal Reserve, they set short-term interest rates and they continue to raise rates. So remember that the whole 0% money market rate of return, that's changing a little bit. Not dramatically, don't get too excited, but you should be getting something on your money market, Beverly. You should be getting, if that money's sitting in a bank, you should at least be getting 1% in the world we live in. And that could be even higher today. It could be 1.5%. So is it at a bank or is it a brokerage company, Beverly?
It's at a bank.
So do you have an account that's at a brokerage type company like a Fidelity or a Schwab or a Vanguard?
Right. Yes.
You do?
Just the bank.
Oh, it's just the bank. So if you're going to invest some of this, you've got to do it at an institution, an investment type institution. So the first step for you, you've got a lot of steps here. We've got to figure out what the annuity looks like right now because it's been there for 8 years. You've got to figure out what's inside the 401k. And then the third step here would be getting some sort of, and the next step, you need to make sure that at least the money you're going to leave at the bank, Beverly, has some sort of rate of return. You should be at least getting 1 or 2% on that money nowadays.
Right.
But longer term, you are in your early 60s, and it's time for you to start thinking about retirement. When do you think are you thinking about retirement anytime soon?
No.
Have you started to take Social Security yet?
No, and I won't probably till 70.
So you've got another 8 years of working. A lot. That's 8 years of saving. You're letting your Social Security grow pretty significantly till you get to 70. Goes up by almost 8% a year. The every year you wait, so that's a big deal. So, and it also tells me that you've got a long time horizon for this money. So you can give yourself the peace of mind that, hey, I'm not investing this thing for tomorrow or even next year. I've got to get, I'm not going to even touch this money or use this money until I'm 70. So that, to me, in my opinion, you have a long enough time horizon to put it in some sort of a balanced investment that can grow. And then when you're 70, you've got all these years before you get there. That 90,000 could be worth, we're talking about another 8 years from now, that could be worth 200,000 or close to $200,000. And then that 200 can be generating income for you. Call it, let's say it at 5% a year, that could be another $10,000 a year on top of your income of Social Security. So you've got to get this invested in some balanced way, in my opinion, Beverly, but you can't do that until you get an account open at a place like a Fidelity or a Schwab online or Vanguard. You don't have to go anywhere. You can do all this online. Now, as far as where you put the money, there's endless choice. You probably don't want to take too much risk at your age, so you want to do some sort of balanced investment. So you'd look at like a Vanguard Balanced or a Vanguard Target type fund that has both stocks and bonds in it. But I could always get more specific with you at another time. Radio keeps our conversation artificially squeezed, but you've got a lot of fundamentals that you need to get moving on. And then to invest it, I'm thinking some sort of balance for you, both dividend paying stocks and bonds, so they offset each other. And that can be a conversation for another day. So just, you can, of course, if you want to continue this conversation, you can email me right through westmoss.com. But thank you, Beverly, for your call. Have a great rest of your Sunday. Again, the website is just westmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. The email upper right-hand corner, they come straight to me and Ryan right here. and we'll be happy to get back with you in the next 24 to 48 hours. You're listening to Money Matters right here, News 95.5 and AM 7.
Back to Wes Moss for the money and investing advice you need.
An index fund evangelist. He's straying from his gospel. This was a article that actually a client of mine sent me from California this week. You would think I would know how to pronounce it. Burton Malkiel. So he's 84 years old, and he is a Princeton economics professor. He wrote it, the 1973 book, A Random Walk Down Wall Street, where he originally said, look, a blindfolded monkey throwing darts could pick stocks better than a portfolio manager. And then he ultimately was the real founder at Vanguard, along with John Bogle, the index fund. So for his entire career, he's propagated that index funds are better. And now he's saying that if you have the ability to use an algorithm, the fancy Wall Street calls it smart beta. So if you do any sort of formula that's mathematical, that picks and always rotates into stocks, which now with technology, we have the ability to do certainly, and you're always rotating into undervalued stocks, then this kind of advanced indexing ultimately can do better than markets to the tune of a full 1% a year every year for 50 years, or at least over time. So pretty remarkable turn of opinion from a guy who was originally kind of the godfather of indexing. Fascinating. With that, if you want to find me and the Money Matters team, easy to do so, wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. Oh, we don't even have time. Weekend prize pack. We ran long. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful Sunday. Stay tuned to WSB Radio all day for the best programming on the planet.